Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. We've been looking at the book of Proverbs and chapter 3, and it starts by addressing my son. And that does not mean that this is only to men or to males, but it is a parent speaking to a child. And we take it as God the Father speaking to his children, the instructions that are important for us to live our lives. And here we have been introduced to an aspect of God that most times we forget, that God as a father doesn't only give good gifts to us, but he also corrects us. The God who can be trusted to smooth the paths and obstacles in our way should also be trusted to smoothing the flaws in our character. If we want God to move mountains out of our way, we also trust him to move character defects out of us. If we can trust him to supply all our needs, then we can also trust him to discipline us. So the Bible says that God chastens and God corrects. The word chasten means to discipline or to train. And basically, it's like making something straight. It's like when a tree is growing, a straight rod is held to the tree so that the tree will be straight. And that is chastening. That is the discipline and the training for the tree to be straight. And then the Bible talks about correction. Correction is different. It's when you have gone wrong, when you've gone crooked, and he has to rebuke and correct and straighten you. So God straightens us so that we will not be crooked. But if we become crooked, or when we do become crooked, he will straighten us up. He will rebuke us and he will punish us. And the warning is twofold. He says, do not despise and do not detest when God is doing that to you. In other words, when God is correcting you, don't be angry and don't despise it. Don't take it lightly and don't walk away from the discipline, because he's doing it out of love. And there are many ways in which God disciplines his children when we go astray. Sometimes he turns his eyes away from us. In other words, he's not watching us. That doesn't mean God doesn't see us. He sees us, but his protective covering is removed from us. And sometimes God removes his favor from us. And sometimes he removes his hand, his power from manifesting. And so you can go through a season where it almost seems as if God has left you. He hasn't left you, because the Bible says he loves you and he's doing something in your life for you to sit back and ask yourself, why is my father not doing this for me as he's been doing all the time? Why is my father not providing these things that he used to provide for me? Why am I going through the things I'm going through? If you ask yourself those questions, you will probably come to the realization that something you have done has turned you away from your father God, and he wants you to come back to him. So when things go wrong in our lives, we shouldn't first of all just blame the devil. I know that's the first thing people want to do, but it is very worthwhile for us to ask yourself, what is God telling me? What is God teaching me? What does God want me to learn out of this? Because if he loves us to move mountains out of our way, he loves us also to move wrong character out of our lives. And we must trust God to move the mountains as well as the flaws in our character. The Lord chastens and the Lord corrects. And may you have the heart that receives correction from God without turning away from him. Let's share a word of prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I know you love me and you want the best for me. Help me to receive your discipline and your correction with a good heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The Lord loves you, and nothing he does is out of hatred for you. Everything is out of his love for you. And may his love correct you and straighten you out. I'm Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you.